Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live, just like we're going to do this one right here, right now.
And you never know, it could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject: he doesn't know me in public. Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 48-year-old mom of two girls, and I have a boyfriend that's 45 years old and recently divorced. He's a delivery driver and a trainer at my gym. He helped me lose weight, and we ended up having sex after I achieved my goal weight. We started casually dating after that. We'd hook up and have a great time when my kids were at their dad's house. My girls eventually met him, and my 14-year-old said that my man and I aren't a good match. She said he acts like he's not really into me. I don't take advice from a child, but lately I'm starting to think she's right. When I'm at the gym, he will speak to me and that's it. He doesn't help me with the weights or my form anymore. He said if his other clients find out we're dating, it might ruin his business. I have seen women flirt with him at the gym, so he's right about that. In November, he changed his training schedule, so he's not at the gym when I'm there. The only time I get to see him is when we're chilling at his house or mine. He's usually too tired from working two jobs to take me out. I've been understanding, but now I have questions because he's still acting like he does not know me in the public. Friday night, I picked up wings for my girls and he was at the bar. We were surprised to see each other. He introduced me to his boys as someone he trains at the gym. My heart sank because I knew he was trying to remain professional, so I smiled and played the part. He didn't go to my coworker's wedding with me recently and he won't let me meet his son. He says we have a bright future together, but how? It's been almost a year and all we do is Netflix and chill at home. Should I continue to be patient with this man? Okay, here's a question for you. Why are you asking Steve and I for an answer to a question you already know? He's hiding you. Yes, he is, because he doesn't want anyone to know about you, okay, and the so-called relationship that you guys have. That way, he can do whatever he wants to do. You're both single, right? So what's the problem? Why can't he be seen with you in public? I get that he might want to keep it professional at work, but everywhere else? No. He even changed his training schedule so he wouldn't have to see you at the gym. He doesn't help you with your weights or your form anymore, you say. And you've been dealing with this guy for almost a year, and almost a year you guys have been secret. It's just wrong. And while you don't like it, you haven't clocked him on it at all. I mean, it's time now, I think, because you're starting to feel some kind of way about it. You got to tell him how you feel and that you know what he's up to, and then break up with him. That's my suggestion to you. A man should be proud of the woman he's with, period. And that's not what this is. He's only acknowledging you behind closed doors. Your 14-year-old daughter saw it. It's time for you to open your own eyes and see it too. He doesn't get to treat you that way, not a second longer. Steve?
Well, you're 48. You got two girls and your boyfriend 45. That's not a problem. Recently divorced. He's a delivery driver, but he's a trainer at the gym. He helped me lose weight, and we end up having sex after I achieved my goal weight. So you went and got fine. He saw it. Ah, okay. Now, let me help you do this right here. You ain't the first client he done slept with. Let's just put that out there. I have no proof of that in the letter, but I think I do. We'd hook up and have a great time when my kids were at their dad's house. My girls eventually met him, and your 14-year-old said, that man and I are not a good match. She said he act like he ain't really into me. I don't take advice from a child. Okay. But I'm starting now, I think she right. Okay. When I'm at the gym, he will speak to me, and that's it. He doesn't help me with the weights or anything, because he say he don't want the other clients to find out that we're dating, because that could ruin his business. Okay, that's kind of a true statement. Nice little out he got for you. But the rest of it, though, because you say you've seen how women flirt with him at the gym, and so now in November, he changed his training schedule, so he's not at the gym when I'm there. Now, wait a minute, lady. That's a lot of finagling going on, because do you come to the gym at set times, and now he done made sure he not there on those particular times and days? Could it be, I'm just saying, because there's another woman at the gym that he kicking it with that's there when you are there also. I'm just saying, could it be? And then you say the only time you do get to see him was when y'all chilling at the house of mine. In other words, booty call.
One more time.
Booty call. Bill Bellamy did a whole special on it. Movie on it, everything. Mm-hmm. Booty call. And he's usually too tired from working two jobs to take me out. I've been understanding, but now I have questions. Because he still act like he don't know me in public. Now, lady, when I come back, I'm going to tell you what Shirley has already told you, which is the obvious. And now you just going to have to hear the rest of it. And it's not going to be very promising.
All right. Hang on, Steve. We will have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he doesn't know me in public, right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, he doesn't know me in public.
This woman who's 48 dating this 45-year-old man who's a delivery guy, but he's a trainer at the gym. He met her. He trained her. She lost weight. They started having sex. It then got to the point now where the title of the letter is, you don't know me in public. He done told her if people at the gym find out they're dating, it could ruin his business. True statement. But you say now the only time y'all see each other is when y'all chilling at each other's house. That's because you a booty call. Now, you was having him over your house when your daughters went to see their dad, and your 14-year-old told me y'all don't seem like a good match because he ain't really that into you. And he's not. He's not really into you. He's only really into you for sex. That's it. You are the sex hookup. Nothing more. And it says it in the letter quite obviously because you typed it. Because you say he don't act like he know you in public. Friday night, you picked up some wings for your girls. He was at the bar. Y'all were surprised to see each other. He introduced me to his boys as someone he trains at the gym. Mm. My heart sank. But I knew he was trying to remain professional, so I smiled and played the part. He ain't got to act professional in front of his boys. Them the last people you act professional in front of, your dudes. That, listen, man, when I'm with my dudes, them cats I grew up with, them cats I went to college with, that's the other Steve Harvey. That's Wonder Love. Y'all don't get to see him. He don't come on the radio. He don't make no public appearances. He is at the ranch with his dudes talking like you've never heard me talk. Because they're my dudes. Now, you say he was trying to remain professional, so you smiled and played the part. He didn't go to my co-worker's wedding with me recently, and he won't let me meet his son. You can't meet his son. You know how many people his son know? He won't let me meet his son. That's because you're not the one. Now, he done told you that you all have a bright future together, but how? A bright future together as long as y'all chilling at one of them houses and watching Netflix. It's been almost a year, and all we do is Netflix and chill at home. Should I continue to be patient with him? Let me explain something to you. The problem ain't you ain't met his son. The problem is you ain't met his mama. That go your real problem. Ladies, let me explain something to you. You've been with a man for a year or two, and he got a mama, and he ain't took you to meet her. You ain't the one. Because we going to take you to meet our mama. Because we want mama to see, mama, this who I'm thinking about. Mama, this the one. You ain't met the mama, the daddy, the son. And when you met his friends, you was a client at the gym. Girl, you so far down the line right now. Somebody done met the son. Somebody done met the mama. I bet the girl that had the boy met the mama. You're not it. You're not the one. Have you been keeping the weight off? I know you was at the gym. Uh-huh. Have you kept the weight off, or has it crept back up on you? Because
well,
that could be a problem,
said that,
too.
Don't you think?
Nah, No, she depressed. She eating, they ain't doing nothing but at the house, Netflix and chill. That's a lot of burgers and pizza.
She still goes to the gym every day.
She was just down at the restaurant buying chicken wings.
That was for the girls, Steve.
It wasn't for the girls. You don't buy no chicken wings or smell them wings in your car and don't eat a couple of them. Girl, buy.
Especially ain't no flats. Way.
Hell yeah. All them wings ain't making it to the house. Mm-hmm. I think it's a problem. Mm-hmm. No, but now, listen to me. I know he told you he says we have a bright future together. That's why she's asking the question, should I continue to be patient with this man? I don't think you're getting anything from the relationship.
Right.
That's what I think. Mm-hmm. So why would you stay in it? Well, maybe you're thinking I'm not doing nothing else.
So she's going to settle?
That's what happens to a lot of people, because yeah, some people would rather have something than nothing. But the something you're hanging on to is nothing.
Wow. All right.
And I'm going to tell you one other thing. Hard mm-hmm. to turn nothing into something. Hard.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and on Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.